Welcome back, everyone. Simon Severino, your personal business coach. And today, on your journey to financial freedom, we are going to look at portfolio design. What are the top three buys this month? What have I been adding to the portfolio? What changes am I doing to my portfolio this month? And if you're new to the channel, on my journey to financial freedom, I went from minus $50,000 to plus $1 million in assets. And I'm sharing the journey live with you so that we all can learn. I get feedback and I get sharper by doing this. You get to financial freedom by doing this and stop trading time for money, which is the least fun way to go through your week. So we want to get you to the sprint life. You will learn the exact things that I am doing. My goal now, the first goal was to get to the first million. Now, the next goal over the next 12 months is to get from that 1 million to the second million in assets. So let me share with you where we are and how we do that. And make sure to stick here to the end because you will see the exact movements that I did this week. The thesis is the winners of 2039 will be data owners that have the pricing power to leverage that data. We made a long list. Just thinking in first principles, I was like, okay, who owns the data? Apple, Netflix, Meta, Google, SPGI, MasterCard, Visa, Moody's, MSCI, Fair Isaac, Palo Alto Networks, Snowflake. That was the first list just from looking at what my kids are doing, what I am doing, and who owns the data of what we're doing. Then we went deeper into understanding their competitive advantage. Do they have long-term sustainable advantage? The next step was to double check this with the Morgan Stanley report that comes out every year about wide moat businesses. So my long list, I double checked against this additional perspective by Morgan Stanley, who has a sub firm that does research, and they're called Counterpoint Global. And I really like this list. It's a list of what they perceive as being companies with a wide moat. So in my language, strong competitive advantage. Now, moats are dynamic. That's why we have to double check every year. Moats change. They are temporary. So this year, I was double checking my own list with the Morgan Stanley list. And these were the overlaps. So with the overlaps, which means I think they have legs, Morgan Stanley thinks they have legs, we went to the next round, which is the screener. I have a numerical screener where I run all of them now through free cash flow growth. Do they own relevant data? Do they have network effects? Do they have insider ownership above 10%? Do they have strong pricing power, which you can see in low cost of acquisition and low cost of sales? Do they have low debt or almost no debt? I want them to be free of leverage if possible. And then the last check, this is where I found a new friend on X. Please follow him. It's Quality Invest 5 on X. And he has a very similar portfolio to ours, but a different screener. So I also double checked it with his screener. And on his screener, he's also not a friend of price to earnings, which we have in common. And he's a friend of quality compounders. And he found a way, because he's much more numeric than I am, he found a way to calculate the price to the free cash flow growth. And by that, he added an additional metric that I wasn't using. And according to his metric, which I'm sharing here, this week, out of my portfolio, I should add Salesforce, Meta, and Visa. And this is exactly what I did. I did not just add them to my personal portfolio, but I even started three bank accounts for my three children. And each of those will get stocks paid into for the next 18 years. Up until they are 18, I will pay every month into those, and I will be stock picking for them, the top three stocks that I think have the most legs. And I will pick, of course, low volatility but high opportunity stocks for them. Back to my portfolio, we are currently at a net asset value of 1,019,000. We have crossed that million mark. Congrats, everyone. The next goal is to cross the 2 million mark. I'm still heavy real estate and Bitcoin because those are the hardest assets. I plan to sell over the next 2 quarters a lot of that Bitcoin and a lot of, especially of the Solana. You see $93,000 in Solana. I don't feel great with that. Let's get them to 120, 150, and then we are out. We will buy more Amazon, more Salesforce, more Meta, and more Visa. That's the plan. Also, probably more MSCI. So whatever I've been buying this week, back to our friend Quality Invest 5, who added this metric to our metrics, I've been buying Salesforce, Meta, and Visa. Those are the three that I've been buying because they have great fundamentals and they are also at an okay valuation right now. Plus, I've been buying Amazon anyways, also for my kids, because I think they have the longest durability. And if I think over the next 18 years, will Amazon be around? Oh yeah, I think they are. So this is the update from the 1 million portfolio right now that we got from minus 50,000 to a million just by doing these few things that I'm teaching you every week on this channel. And let me know, what else do you need for your decisions on what you are buying right now, what you plan to sell right now? What is your thesis? What is your risk management? What about your size allocation? And let me know in the comments. I'm happy to make a video about that. So far, enjoy the journey of increasing your revenues and your journey to financial freedom. Keep rolling, everyone.